You are listening to Woodward Weather Radio, and here are 11 a.m. weather observations. At Woodward, it was cloudy. The temperature was 39 degrees, the dew point 36, and the relative humidity 87%. The wind was northeast at 13 miles an hour, producing a wind chill of 32. The pressure was 30.09 inches and steady. At Diamond, snow and fog were reported, reducing the visibility to 0.5 mile. The temperature was 35. The wind was northeast at 9, producing a wind chill of 28. Observations from around the region. At Dodge City, haze was reported, with a temperature of 36. It was cloudy, with a temperature of 34 at Parrington, 45 at Wichita, and 44 at Oklahoma City. At Amarillo, snow and fog were reported, with a temperature of 33. At Borger, snow and fog were reported, with a temperature of 33. Once again at 11 a.m. at Woodward, it was cloudy. The temperature was 39, and the wind chill was 32. This hazardous weather outlook covers northern, western, central, and southern Oklahoma, and western North Texas. Day 1, today and tonight. Thunderstorm outlook. Elevated thunderstorms are possible today across southern Oklahoma and western North Texas. A few of these storms may approach or exceed severe levels. However, widespread severe activity is not expected. Discussion. An area of thunderstorms that developed in parts of central and North Texas earlier this morning will continue to move northeast into portions of south central and southeast Oklahoma throughout the morning. An upper-level storm system in New Mexico early this morning will slowly move eastward today and tonight, providing lift to the area. Warm moisture will continue to move northward today across Texas into Oklahoma. Sufficient instability is expected in the Red River area for elevated storms to continue to be possible through this evening across portions of southern Oklahoma and western North Texas. A few of these storms may approach or reach marginal severe levels. Hail will be the main concern with any storms that do become severe. Heavy rain will also be possible. Probability table, valid through 7 a.m. Central Standard Time Sunday, March 27th. Probability of thunderstorms occurring in the National Weather Service Storm and County Warning Area, 100%. Probability of severe storms if storms occur, 20%. Other hazardous weather, rain may occasionally change to snow over the higher terrain areas of Hopper, Ellis, and Roger Mills counties today and tonight. Any accumulations are expected to be confined to mainly grassy areas of notch roads. Days 2 through 7, Sunday through Friday. Thunderstorm outlook. The next chance for thunderstorms will begin Tuesday night and continue through Thursday as another upper-level storm system moves across the southern plains. Other hazardous weather. Note, the next scheduled hazardous weather outlook will be issued at noon today.
The current time is 11:40 a.m. The skies this morning were mostly cloudy to overcast across the western two-thirds of Oklahoma and western North Texas. The temperatures have fallen into the upper 30s across northwestern Oklahoma to the lower to mid-40s across the rest of the area. The high-pressure center across the central plains kept the winds out of the north at 10 to 15 miles an hour. The weak upper-level disturbance had produced some light rain across scattered areas of northern Oklahoma, with the only measurable amounts accumulating across far western Oklahoma, extending from Roger Mills County and northward to Woodward County. A strong upper-level storm system over central and northern Texas produced widespread showers and thunderstorms, with much of the activity staying just south and east of Wichita Falls. By mid-morning, the leading edge of the storm activity had moved northeast across the Red River near the Interstate 35 corridor and spread into south central and southeastern Oklahoma.
Regional weather discussion. At 11 a.m., steady light to moderate rain continued over areas along and southeast of the line roughly from Ardmore to Sulphur, Ada, and Seminole, with hourly rainfall rates up to a quarter inch. Some storm total rainfall amounts in the Lake Texoma and Durant areas are already approaching 1 inch. Light rain also continued to expand slowly to the east-northeast across western North Texas and southwest Oklahoma in Mahalis, Elkis, Quorum, and Knox City areas. Farther north, precipitation was lighter and not as widespread across much of central and northern Oklahoma, but occasional light showers persisted in many areas from Gage and Woodward east to Enid, Stillwater, and Blackwell. Through 1 p.m., the most widespread and heaviest rains will continue to affect south-central and southeast Oklahoma, where hourly rainfall rates up to a quarter inch will affect the Medill, Kishomingo, Colgate, Atoka, and Durant areas. Steady rain will also continue to expand northeastward across western Texas and southwest Oklahoma, affecting Chillicothe, Malpas, Vernon, and Seymour. Much of the remainder of central and northern Oklahoma will see cloudy and cold conditions with occasional light showers through 3 p.m. From the Norman Forecast Office, here is the forecast for Woodland and surrounding area. Rest of the day, cloudy with rain likely. Colder. Highs around 40. Northeast winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Chance of rain 70%. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of rain. Lows around 30. North winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Sunday, mostly sunny. Not a school. Highs in the upper 50s. North winds up to 10 miles an hour. Sunday night, mostly clear. Lows in the mid-30s. Southwest winds up to 10 miles an hour. Monday, mostly sunny. Warmer. Highs in the lower 70s. South winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Monday night, mostly clear. Lows in the lower 40s. Tuesday and Tuesday night, partly cloudy. Highs in the mid-70s. Lows in the mid-40s. Wednesday and Wednesday night, mostly cloudy. Highs around 70. Lows in the mid-40s. Thursday, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of rain and thunderstorms. Windy. Highs in the lower 60s. Thursday night, partly cloudy. Colder. Lows in the mid-30s. Friday, mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-60s.